All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Lamed Beis, and we are picking up on Lamed Beis, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down from the top, right after the period there. Ibarilu. Thank you, Rabbi Yehuda, for giving shir yesterday. Our shiurim this month are dedicated in this chus of refuah shleima for Tzvi Meir Halevi ben Saraleya. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, he, together with Kol Choli Yisrael, have a complete and enduring refuah. All right, we'll say, let's begin. Ibailu, are they giving away something back there? Is there like a,
what's coffee?
A coffee? I don't know, like an omelet station or something. All right, good. Says the Gemara, Ibailu, Imaras Akasha. Mahu lav liya bat sama. So remember again, we're talking on the topic over here of the last minute, we're talking on the topic of selling meiser behema. So now the question is as follows. The Gemara, or the Mishnah, quoted the idea that, or the Brisa that we saw quoted the idea that you could sell something bahavla. So you could go ahead and you could sell the behemas meiser, or the, I should say the meat of the behemas meiser shenishchita. You could sell it bahavla by ultimately again absorbing its cost into something else. So the shaila is as follows: what is the halacha to go ahead and include the sale of the meat of a meiser, of a meiser animal, and including it with the cost of its bones? So in other words, what I'm doing over here is I'm not going to sell the animal, I'm not going to sell the meat, instead I'm going to sell the bones, but I'll inflate the cost of the bones a bit so as to go ahead and include the meat. Does such a case of havla work in that situation? One opinion said, yes, you could do this. Mavlio literally means to swallow. You can go ahead and swallow up the value of the meat in the value, ultimately, of the bones. And the other opinion said, you cannot. Machlokes, and the Gemara explains, below pligi, and in fact, you're actually not arguing. Habidako, habagaso. We'll say, so take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Ma'u lavliya, Rashi says, Dimei basar behema shel gadol im dimei ha'atzamas. Ultimately, again, so that's our shaila. Can you take the meat of meiser behema and include it in the sale of the bones? So we'll say, so the Gemara first quotes two opinions. We think it's a machlokes. And the Gemara says, not in machlokes. Habidaka, habagasa, look at Rashi. Habidaka, or daka, ein ha'atzamas ro'im lekulon ve'ein mavlion. On a small animal, where the bones don't really serve any kind of independent purpose, so you cannot go ahead and sell the meat bahavla. But if you look at the next Rashi, gasa, Rashi says over here, Ru'uyin ha'atzamos lakachta lakasisa dinagri v'chatzini umavlin. So we'll say, interestingly enough, the bones of a larger animal can actually be used to fashion utensils. To which the Gemara essentially explains, there's no machlokis over here. Rather, they're just talking about different kinds of bones. If the bones are from a larger animal, and therefore, again, could be fit for some type of use, then enachinami, you could inflate the cost of the bones a little bit and include the cost of the meiser behema meat in that. If, however, they are the bones of a behema daka, where the bones are not really fit for anything, so to go ahead and sell the bones would be a meaningless transaction, therefore the meat cannot be included. The other possibility is idi begasa, perhaps both of them are referring to a behema gasa, velo pligi, and they're not arguing, rather, mar kiasre, umar kiasre. But say if you finish up that Rashi, in that Rashi, dibra maschil gasa, there are two dots in that Rashi, right after those two dots, ba'asre demar osin kele me'atzamos, we'll say it's quite possible that they're just having different practices in their different locales. That perhaps, again, in one of their cities, they did make utensils from the bones of larger animals, and in the other city, they did not. So we'll say, so bottom line, halacha l'maisa, what the Gemara seems to say is as follows, which is on a technical level, you can go ahead and you could be mavliya, the cost of the meat, into the cost of the bones, assuming that either it's the type of animal or you're living in a place where bones are ultimately made into utensils. If the bones are significant, then their price could be increased somewhat, and halacha lemaisa, the price of the meat could be absorbed into it as well. Good. Let's go back to Gufa. So we'll say the Gemara explains. Now we're going back and examining the price we saw in yesterday's daf. So Bebechor, Hu omer lo yifte. So we'll say ultimately again by bechar behema. So the pasuk says it shall not be redeemed. Ne'emar lo yipada. So the pasuk says it shall here. The pasuk is ach bechar shar o bechar kesef o bechar eiz lo sifte kodeshem estamam tizrakam izbeach veeschabam tatir. So by bechar it says lo sifte. Right, you cannot go ahead and redeem it. V'nimkar. Yet ultimately again it can be sold. By Meiser Behema, Ne'emar lo yigael, the pasuk says it cannot be redeemed. Ve'enor nimkar, and ultimately what? It cannot be sold. Lo chai v'lo shachot, lo tam v'lo bamu. So also it's an interesting dynamic. So by Bechor it says you cannot redeem it, lo yipadeh, and yet the Bechor ultimately can be sold. By Meiser Behema, it says it cannot be redeemed. But that animal, Maaser Behema, cannot be sold, not alive, not slaughtered, not tam, and not a bal mum. So, mina harimiri. So we'll say, from where do I know this from? Specifically focusing over here on Maaser Behema. Look at Rashi. Mina harimiri. De Maaser eino nimkar, de mai mashma mechira mi lo yigal. So we'll say, this is actually very interesting. So just to be clear, by Maaser Behema, the pasuk says, lo yigal, it cannot be redeemed. Ultimately, again, but yeah, we're learning from Lo Yigael that it could also not be sold. To which the Gemara says, from where do you know that? How do you know that it can't be sold? Menahani Mili. Says the Gemara, Amrav Chinna Amrav, V'chin Amrav Dimi Amrav Yochanan, Ne'emar Lo Yigael B'Maiser. So we'll say, so the Pasuk says, Lo Yigael B'Maiser, V'ne'emar Lo Yigael B'Charamim. And it says, Lo Yigael by Cherim, by Charamim. Let's talk for a moment about charamim. So remember again, we learned about charamim in our nidarim days. So a charam is a type of vow. Essentially, again, it's a vow to give something to Hekdish. There are two different types of charam. There are more than two, but for our purposes now, there are two different types of charamim. One type of charam is given to the Beis Hamikdash. One type of charam is given to Kohanim. There's a fundamental distinction between the two. A charam vow that results in giving something to the Beis Hamikdash is sold for its proceeds. A cherem vow that is given to the Kohanim ultimately becomes the property of the Kohanim. Now watch this. Says the Gemara. So Ne'emar, I'm sorry. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Ne'emar lo yigal b'maiser. So it says lo yigal cannot be redeemed by maiser, maiser behema. V'ne'emar v'lo yigal b'charamim. And it says it cannot be redeemed by cherem. Ma lo halon mechira imo. Af kan mechira imo. They will say just like by a cherem. If you go ahead and you pledge something as a cherem to a kohen, it becomes the property of the kohen, but the kohen is not permitted to sell it. He's not permitted to sell it. In other words, that it's his, but he's not permitted to sell it. So just like lo yigael by charam, it means the kohen can't sell it, meaning it precludes a sale. Af meiser af kan mechira imo. So to over here, by meiser, when it says lo yigael also means what? You cannot sell it. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rafun, b'Rei Rav Yoshua. Mufni. It must be, now I'll say, remember again, we've seen this, Mufni means, essentially what we're doing over here is, we're making a gzera shava. It says, lo yigael by maiser, and it says, lo yigael by charamim. Just like by charamim, you cannot sell it, so to a maiser behema, you cannot sell it. To which the Gemara says, well, in order for a gzera shava to work, the phrase that is creating the halachic bridge between the two concepts must be open, or else it can't be used for any other drasha. Mufni. It must say that the lo yigael ba is not being used for anything else, any other drasha. Di'i lo mufni, because ultimately, again, if this lo yigael was being used for something else, I could have undermined this gzir shavu with the following statement. Igala mifrach, I could have said, you can't really compare charamim to maiser behema. Why not? Malacharamim shekin cholin al hakol. Because we'll say, after all, again, acherim is very different than maiser behema. Why? Maiser behema only applies to what? Animals. Not, by the way, not every animal either. Which animal? The tenth animal. Masha inkein, a cherem vow could devolve upon anything. So ultimately, again, they are dissimilar. To which the Gemara says, so remember, because they're so dissimilar, the only way it works is if you have an ironclad gzer shava. The only way the gzer shava is considered to be ironclad is if the phrase that is used to make the gzer shava is what we call mufni, is open, not used for any other drasha. To which the Gemara says, yes, you're right, loy, that is correct, if nuye mufni. Right? Ultimately, again, the Gemara says, ultimately, again, it is open, it is not used for anything else. To which the Gemara says, Lo yomar, sorry, Murphy, Lo yomar v'lo yigal b'charamim v'yigmar mimaisa. But if that's the case, why don't we go ahead, leave out the phrase, Lo yigal b'charamim, and I can learn it out from Meiser. Ma Meiser kadosh ve'eino nigal. We'll say, just like Meiser is kadosh, right, is holy, is consecrated, and it cannot be redeemed. Af charamim kidoshim ve'eino nigalin. So too I can say that a cherim, which is kadosh, also cannot be redeemed. So the Gemara says, "V'lo yigal the kasev rachmana lamali." So if that's what the Gemara is pointing out over here, is that halacha lamaisa, the extra phrase of lo yigal by charamim seems to be extra. So if that's the case, why is it there? V'lo yigal the kasev rachmana lamali la'afnuye. Ultimately, again, to leave it open so as to be able to go ahead and create the gzeirah shava. And what does the gzeirah shava teach us? Just like lo yigal by charamim comes to include not only redemption but also what? A sale, so to halacha lemaisa by meiser behema, lo yigael also means you cannot sell the meiser behema animal. That's the gzeirah shava we have. To which Gemara says, but 1 second, ikal mifrach, I can ask a pircha on this gzeirah shava. So ikal mifrach, mala meiser shekein kadosh lefanav ulaachrav. Well, this is actually a fascinating case. When it comes to meiser behema, it is possible that the animal before it and after it could be kadosh. We'll say, what does that mean? Meiser v'hema is the 10th animal. So look at Rashi. This is actually quite interesting. If you look at Rashi, Dima l'meiser shekin kadosh l'fanav u'la'achrav. You see it. It's like right across from Tosfos Ha. Almost right across from Tosfos Ha. So it says the Gemara, Dima l'meiser shekin kadosh l'fanav u'la'achrav. Watch this. Shimkara la'asiri tashi, u'tashi yasiri, we'll say this is amazing. So a guy, this could happen. A guy gets mixed up with his count. So what happens? Remember, again, we know the process for Meister Behema. You put your animals in a pen, small openings, so only one can get out at a time. You stand by the exit of the pen, and what happens? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And at number 10, you take your red paintbrush, you put a little
mark,
thank you, on it, and ultimately, again, and ultimately, it's Meister Behema. A guy gets mixed up. What happens? Shekar la asiri tashi. He ended up calling the 10th animal the 9th. Now, in an effort to compensate or to try to rectify this, he called the 9th animal the 10th. And once he got really mixed up, he called the 11th animal the 10th. So we'll say, so 9 became 10, 10 became 9, 11 became 10. So we'll say, bottom line, all three animals are kadosh. It's good to do things in a masudr way, right? Very good thing, the idea to do things in a masudr. You save yourself a lot of heartache and probably some money down the road as well. So we'll say, so when it comes to Meister Behema, ultimately, again, if he gets mixed up, you can have a situation where the animal before the 10th and the animal after the 10th both become Kaddish, to which the Gemara says, so we'll say that's a Chumrah, ultimately, again, by Meister Behema, which obviously the parallel doesn't exist by Charamim. Ella, lo yomar lo yigal b'charamim. So we'll say, ultimately, again, if that's the case, the pasuk could have left out lo yigal b'charamim, v'yigmar mi-bechar. And we'll say, I could have learned out charamim from b'char. Ma b'char kadosh ve'eino nigal. Just like b'char is consecrated, is sanctified, and it cannot be redeemed. Af charamim kidoshim ve'eino nigalin. So to charamim, ultimately, will be kadosh, and ultimately, again, cannot be redeemed. Ay, lo yigal the kasev rachmona lamali. Again, I will say, we're just pointing out is that phrase of lo yigael by charamim seems to be extra. I could have learned that the halachas of charamim, if not from Meiser, fine. You want to tell me I can learn from Meiser? I can learn from Bechor. So I will say, the fact that the Torah goes ahead and yet includes that phrase of lo yigael, why is that there? Lamali la'afnuye. Ultimately, I will say, it's to provide an extra phrase that is open, that is not necessary for the purpose of what? For the purpose of creating a gzeirah shava. A gzeirah shava ultimately between charamim and what? And meiser behema. To teach me that just as charamim cannot be sold, lo yigael in this context doesn't just mean cannot be redeemed. Rather, lo yigael means what? Cannot be sold. So too, meiser behema cannot be sold as well. But 1 second. You're telling me that phrase, lo yigael by charamim, is free because you learn the halachos of charamim from Bechor? Not necessarily. Ikel mifrach, I could have brought a pircha if you're trying to learn out charamim from Bechor. Ikel mifrach, mala Bechor shekin kidushas omirechem. But saying a Bechar is in a category of its own. Why? Because by Bechar, it's already Kaddush in utero. That's different, of course, than Charamim, which is a conferred state of holiness. Ella, lo yomar lo yigal b'maiser, v'yikmar ha'avara ha'avara mi'bechar. So we'll say now we're going to reverse it. Rather, the truth is the Torah did not have to say lo yigal b'maiser behema, and I could have made a gzir shavav ha'avara ha'avara from Bechar. I could have linked maiser behema to Bechar. And what we learn from that gzir shavav? Ma Bechar kadosh ve'ino nigal, just like Bechar is holy, and yet it can't be redeemed. Af maiser kadosh ve'ino nigal. So to maiser behema also is kadosh, and cannot be redeemed. If that's the case, I can learn that from the Gzer Shava. Then lo yigal v'kasav rachmana b'maiser lamali. So we'll say, then why do I need that phrase lo yigal b'maiser behema? To which the Gemara says laf nuye. Ultimately, again, it's to make the Gzer Shava. Make the Gzer Shava of lo yigal from maiser to charamim. I va'akati b'maiser nami lo mufni. But 1 second, even by maiser, ultimately that drash is not open. Why not? Because ultimately you could ask all the same previous kashas that we asked before, to which the Gemara says, you're right, v'havarta kra yiseirahu. We'll say the phrase v'havarta is in fact an extra phrase, and therefore the drasha can be made. Bechar nami nelef. So we'll say, why don't I go ahead and make the drasha that Bechar also cannot be sold from Geula, Geula Mecharamim, right? Ultimately, again, why can't they learn out? So Rabbi says, Bechar Nami Nelev. Let me learn out that Bechar cannot be sold from a Gzer Shavav, Geula, Geula from Charamim. Gemara says, Demaisra Mufni, De Bechar Lo Mufni. For one simple reason, because the Geula, or Lo Yigael of Maiser Behema, is open for a drasha, it's not used for anything else, but the Lo Yigael of Bechar is not Mufni, is not open, i.e. is used for another drasha, therefore can't be used for the Gzer Shavav. Umay chazis the lo tifted de bechar legufe u de meiser laafnuye. So we'll say, why is it that at the end of the day that you're using the lo sifta of bechar to teach you the primary limud, i.e. that you cannot redeem a bechar animal, and yet when it comes to the lo yigael of meiser behema, you're using it for a gzera shava? So the Gemara says, ve'ema de meiser legufe de bechar laafnuye. Why don't you instead say that what? The lo yigael of maiser behema teaches you I can't redeem the animal. And ultimately, again, the lo sifta of Bechar can be used for the gzera shava to teach me that you can't sell it. To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because danin geula mi geula, ve'in danin pediyah mi geula. Because we're also making a gzera shava. We make a gzera shava from what? From what? From identical words, not from similar words. Therefore, to go, we'd rather make the gzera shava from charamim to maiser behema, where the Torah uses the same exact lashon of what? Of lo yigael, as opposed to making the gzera shava to bechar, where the Torah uses the lashon of sifta, even though sifta and geula both translate as redeem, redemption. Nevertheless, they're not the same word. So, because they're not the same word, we'd rather not make the gzera shava between those two. To which the Gemara says, "Come on, my nafkamina, is that really true? After all, v'hara tarm debe Rabbi Shmuel v'shava kohen." Uba koin, zohi shiva, zohi bia. We'll say, so this is by Tzara'as Habayis. Remember again, by Tzara'as Habayis, this is talking about, again, the koin inspecting the stones or the walls of the home when he comes the first time and when he returns. And what Chazal, what the Gemara does is make a gzer shava, ultimately equating the same process when he comes the first time, when he comes the second time. Now, in reality, the Gemara is making a gzer shava, even though the Torah uses two different words, v'shav ha'koin, uba ha'koin. The coin will return and the coin will come. Those are two different words, yet we make a gzer shava. So what do you see from here? That you can make a gzer shava with two dissimilar words. If that's the case, that you can make a gzer shava with two dissimilar words, then we should be able to make a gzer shava between the lo sifta of Bechar and the lo yigael of charamim. To which the Gemara says, you're right, but hani mi liheicha deleka de damilei. When do we use dissimilar words for a gzer shava? Only when you don't have an option of making the gzer shava with the same words. Aval ika de dami le mid de dami le yafina. Bravo. So when you have a choice between making gzer shava between two dissimilar words and two similar words, obviously we would choose the gzer shava between the similar words. I v'leilif bechar ha'avara mi meiser. Why don't I go ahead and make a gzirashava of from Bechar, of Havar Havar from Meiser Behema, to Ha Meiser Nami Gamar Geula Geula Micharamim. And I will say, I can say, just like Meiser was learned out Geula Geula from Charamim, Lo Yigael teaches me that just like Charamim cannot be sold, so too Meiser cannot be sold. And then I make a second gzirashava of Havar Havara from Meiser to Bechar, and say, just like Meiser cannot be sold, so too Bechar cannot be sold. Miet Rachmana Gabi Charamim Hu. The Torah goes ahead and Dafka makes a meal by Charamim and says, who v'lo b'char, to tell me that ultimately, again, I will say that there are certain things that are not included in the same halacha of Charamim. Who, it's only Charamim that cannot be sold, although it's not only Charamim, as we're going to see. It's Charamim Meiser, but not b'char. Apparently, b'char can be sold. Ve'imahu v'lo Meiser. Why don't you say, so if that's the case, that you're telling me that Charamim is telling me that there are certain situations where ultimately, again, it's exclusion, or I should say, the prohibition to sell does not apply. How do you know to apply that to Bechar and not to Meiser? Meiser Geula Kamoso. Because ultimately, again, Meiser has the same lashon, Meiser Behema has the same lashon of Lo Yigael as Bechar. Rava Amar, Rava says, Lo Yigael de Charamim Lo Tzarech, the Isnehu. So to which the Gemara says, so Rav Amar, Lo Yigael de Charamim Lo Tzarech, the Isnu Heicha. So we'll say, now watch this. Let's analyze this. So Rav says, the truth is, the Lo Yigael of Charamim is not necessary. So Torah, so remember, what are we saying over here? We're saying, Acherim cannot be sold. To which the Gemara says, that phrase is not really necessary by Acherim. Why? The Isnu Heicha. Let's analyze this. Where is this Acherim item? I be bailim hektish ninhu. So we'll say, if the chirim item is in my house, so we'll say, let's say, I'm the Yisrael, I'm making something chirim. So where is the chirim item? If the chirim item is in my home, then what? Hekdish ninhu. Then ultimately it's considered to be kodesh. I be kohen, if the chirim item is already in the house of the kohen, chulin ninhu. Then ultimately, again, such an animal is a chulin. Or such, I shouldn't say animal. Such an item is chulin. To which the Gemara says, this sanyo, Charamim calls manshin bebeis bailim harin kehektish chol divrayim. Because we learned, after all, a chirim item, any time that it's in the home of the bailim, the Bravo said the bailim refers to the person who made the object chirim, then it's hektish. V'chol shenemar kol chirim kodesh kadash mul Hashem, naslan lakoin, but once you give the chirim item to the kohen, harahin kechulin the chol divrayim, in the hands of the kohen, it becomes total chulin, shenemar, kol chirim b'yisrael l'cha yiyah. Pasuk says, any chirim, ultimately, again, that's in the hands, one, right, once it comes to the hands of the kohen, it's chulin. So lo yigael, on the days, lo yigael d'chasev rachmon alamali. So we'll say, so therefore, again, when the Torah says lo yigael, what is that referring to? So we'll say, so ultimately, the Gemara is saying is as follows. What the Gemara is saying is, I'm not clear where the prohibition is, but why that pasuk is necessary. At the end of the day, chirim has only one of two states. Either it's kodesh in the hands of the bailim, or it's chulin in the hands of the kohen. So why do I need that pasuk of Lo Yigael? Im eino inyan lacharamim, tineo inyan lamaiser. If I don't need it ultimately again for charamim, then use it for the gzeder shava for maiser. Ema tineo inyan. So the Gemara says, ema I say ema tineo inyan lebachar. So maybe say that I should use it for bachar. Maas, so the maiser geula kamosu. Because we'll say, let me go back before. So remember again, Bechar has lashon of lo sifta. It doesn't have a lashon of lo yigael. Therefore, we'd rather use the lashon of lo yigael by charamim to teach us something by maaser. So bottom line, to make a long story short, in this particular approach, right? In this approach of the Gemara, so ultimately we learn out from charamim to maaser behema, that halacha lemaisa, the lo yigael teaches me that just like charamim cannot be sold, ultimately again so too maaser behema cannot be sold. What's the chiddush? The chiddush ultimately is that the phrase lo yigael, which we would normally define as do not what? Redeem, actually comes to prohibit mechira. Because it will say, so essentially that's the bottom line takeaway of this piece over here. That halacha l'maisa, I cannot sell maaser behema. Ultimately, the coin gets maaser behema. It's yours to do with it as you want, but you cannot go ahead and sell it. that is based on the gzeir shava between loyga alig from charamim. Just like cherim is the property of the kohen, but he is not permitted to sell it. So loyga el, and what we demonstrate throughout this entire sugya is that the loyga el by charamim is not a necessary phrase. I don't need it because it's extraneous. What we call mufni, open for a drasha, teaches me that just like charamim cannot be sold, so too ma'aser behema cannot be sold. Period. So Rav Ashi wants to learn this out from another source. So they're all agreeing that Ma'aser Behema cannot be sold. They're just learning it out from different sources. So Rav, bless you. Rav Ashi says, Lo yiga'al de Ma'aser, lo yimkar. So I'll say, interestingly enough, so now, yeah, I want to point something out. So in the previous drasha, we were learning out the Gzera Shav of Lo yiga'al, lo yiga'al, from Charamim to Ma'aser. And what we started with was by saying the lo yiga'al of charamim means lo yimacher. Do not go ahead and sell. This structure is going to be a little bit different. Rav Ashi comes along and he says lo yiga'al de ma'aser lo yimkarhu. Rav Ashi says none. The lo yiga'al of ma'aser behema itself means do not sell. Amar Rav Ashi mina amin Allah. So Rav Ashi says, from where do I know this? How do I know that lo yiga'al by ma'aser means you cannot sell? To which the Gemara says dechsev. Now watch this. So right next to the pasuk of Ma'aser Behema is the pasuk of Tmura. Right? Tmura means that if you have a sacrificial animal, you cannot swap it out. Bein tov l'ra, bein ra l'tov, whether you're going to swap it out for something better, something worse, you cannot go ahead and swap it out. And if you do swap it out, then what? Then what? Vahayahu usmura so yekodesh. Then both animals become consecrated. So now watch this. Now remember, that pasuk follows on the heels of Ma'aser Behema. V'hayahu usmusar lo yikodesh lo yigael. Pasuk says, and if you try to swap it out, both the original animal and the tmura animal will both be kodesh lo yigael. Imasai oset tmura. We'll say ultimately again, when can you create a tmura situation? Right? When can you have tmura? To which the Gemara says, imasai oset tmura. Mechayim, ultimately, remember again, a tmura situation can only be affected when the original animal, called the source animal, is alive. Right? So let's say I have an animal that I designated as a carbon shlamim, and I decide, you know what, I don't want to give animal A, I'm going to give animal B. So that's ultimately a tmura situation, but tmura only applies when animal A is alive. E masai eino nigal, similarly again, when can the animal not be redeemed? Mechayim. Ultimately, again, when the animal is alive, hala achar shchita nigal. Is that to say, ultimately, again, that's what, that after the animal has been slaughtered, that you can redeem it? That's not true. Habay ha'amada v'haracha. Remember, people say, we've seen this before, that in order for an animal, sacrificial animal, to be redeemed, it requires what's called ha'amada v'haracha. Ha'amada means what? It has to stand. Actually, it has to be able to stand on its own feet. And ha'aracha means evaluation. Obviously, once the animal has been shechted, then what? Then Allah Chalaisa can no longer stand on its feet. Therefore, Abba said, the Gemara says, rather, what must you say? It must be that the lo yiga'el in this pasuk does not mean redemption, but rather it means a sale. And it's what it's telling me is that even after I've gone ahead and slaughtered the animal, I am not permitted to sell it. Once I establish that lo yiga'el in the pasuk of Tmura is referring to Mechira, then what? Then ultimately Ma'aser Behema, which is juxtaposed to Tmura, when it says Lo Yiga'el, that also is a prohibition ultimately on selling the Ma'aser Behema animal. To which the Gemara says, so that makes its current opinion that says that kodesh mizbeach, animals that are sanctified or that are consecrated to the mizbeach, are included in the din of ha'amada and ha'aracha. Elman d'amar kodesh mizbeach lo hayu b'chlav ha'amada v'aracha ma'ikel meimar. Rabbi, according to the opinion who says that kodesh mizbeach, sacrificial animals, are not included in the din of ha'aracha and ha'amada, what is there to say? To which the Gemara says, anon hachi kaminon. This is what we mean to say. Mi'ika, is there any situation? I'll say, is there ever a case of an animal that when it's alive, ultimately, again, cannot be redeemed, and then when it's slaughtered, it can be redeemed. Alama lo. But why is that so? Maybe not. Or as I understand, when a sacrificial animal is alive, the reason it can't be redeemed is why? Because its kedusha is more intense. The acher shchita, the akilei kedusha, same ifrik. But ultimately, again, once it's slaughtered, where quote unquote the kedusha is lessened, maybe it should be redeemed, or maybe it should be redeemable. To which the Gemara says, "Lo chol dechinu." But that's not, I would say just the opposite. Uma mechayim da'alim lemitvas pidyon alo mifrik. If when the animal is alive, we'll say, see, remember, kedusha and redemption are kind of two sides of the same coin. When the animal is alive and the kedusha is more intense, that's when the pidyon, the redemption, could stick. However, again, la'achar shchita, the la'alim lemitvas pidyon. I'm sorry, la'achar shchita, the la'alim lemitvas pidyon mifrik. But at the end of the day, after the slaughter of the animal, where the kedusha is not as intense, maybe that could, is it possible that the pidyon should attach itself? But ultimately, and what do you see from here? You see from here that ultimately the lo yiga el of temura is actually referring to a not selling. It's a prohibition to sell, not a prohibition ultimately to redeem. So now, according to this limud, I want to just point out, no one's arguing over here, meaning the beauty over here is everyone's agreeing that you are not permitted to sell meiser behema. There's just a machlokes as to how we are arriving at that conclusion. In this particular approach, what we're saying is over here, meiser behema is juxtaposed to temura. And just like in temura, lo yigael means you cannot sell, based on the drasha that we just saw before. So too, the lo yigael by meiser means you cannot sell. To which the Gemara says, v'lichtov rachmana lo yimacher. So I don't understand. If that's the case, that in temura, when it says lo yigael, it actually doesn't mean don't redeem it. Rather, what does it mean? Don't sell it. So why don't you just write that? Right? Why don't you just say lo yimacher? Just write that, and that's it. To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because of Rachmana lo yimacher, if Pasuk would have said don't sell it, hava amina izdabuni hudalom izdabin, the ka'avid uvdin dechol. I might have thought you can't sell tmura. Why? Because the act of selling, by definition, is what they call an uvdin dechol, is a mundane type of transaction. Aval ifruki mifrak, but you certainly can redeem it. Why? Daha aili damav lahektish. Because at least when you redeem something, what happens? The redemption money is consecrated as well. Therefore, we'll say the pasuk says you cannot redeem it. Ultimately, to teach us what? Not only can you not redeem it, but what? You also cannot sell it. So we'll say, so bottom line, halacha lemaisa, what emerges from this sugya is that when it comes to meiser behema, you are not permitted to go ahead and redeem it. You're not permitted to sell it, almost in the same way that by temura, one would not be permitted to go ahead and redeem it, as well as not sell it. Beautiful. Says the Mishnah. We'll say we switch gears a little bit. Going back to Bechar, and that actually is quite interesting. So just to play out this process, I am a Yisrael farmer, right? I give my Bechor, Behema, Tahora to the Kohen, right? Now, what's the halacha? Right? What's the halacha? What does the Kohen do with it? What does he do with it? So remember, he keeps it. Now, it's actually interesting because we've seen this, although we have not mentioned this explicitly. The Kohen can't really do anything with the Bechor, Behema, Tahora until it develops a mum. Once it develops a mum, then he could shecht it and he could eat it. So that's where we're picking up with in this Mishnah. I gave the Kohen a Bechor Behema Tahora. It developed a mum. Now he's going to shecht it. He's got a whole animal now, Baruch Hashem. Of course, what does a Jew do when he has a whole animal that's just been shechted? Sell it. No. Right. That is the Jewish answer, right? That is true. Right? He's going to go ahead, invite company. Right? I don't know, what am I going to do with the whole animal, right? I'm saying, remember, again, I'm both saying, this is pre-refrigeration days as well, so what am I going to do with the, so I want to invite people to share my animals. What's the Shaila? Who is permitted to share in a Bechor? Watch this. So Beshamai Omrim, Lo Yimde Yisrael Makoi in the Bechor. So Beshamai essentially says that Halacha Lema'isa, only Kohanim can eat of the Basar Bechor. Now, and remember again, the Chiddush over here is, the only time the Kohen is partaking of the meat of the Bechor is when it developed the mum, and now it's been shechted. Beis Shammai says, even then, in that state, Bechar could only be consumed by Kohanim. And therefore, Bisham lo yimna Yisrael l'makom, like Rashi, lo yimna, afilu em zimin koin oreach Yisrael l'abachar ba'mom lo yochalimo. Even if the koin invited you, right? I mean, he goes out saying, if you just show up on your own, right? You smell barbecue from next door and you say, hey, it's been such a while since we caught up with each other. Right? So let's say, so again, that, even if the koin mamish invited him, still the Yisrael is not permitted to partake of the Bechar. Watch this. So we'll say, this is wild. Ubeis hilo matirin afilu oved kochavim. Wow. Beis Hillel says anyone, even what? Even an Akum, right? Even Akum. So we'll say, so just by the way, it's always fascinating to see a machlokis like this. You know, sometimes there's a machlokis about a detail, about a nuance. But I'll say here, this is a magnificently dramatic machlokis. Beis Shammai literally saying only Kohanim. Beis Hillel saying everyone, and everyone even includes who? Even includes Gentiles, right? Even includes non-Jews. Incredible. Says the Gemara. Well, let's analyze this. It's very exciting. Very, very exciting. Says the Mishnah. Mas nisin money, Rabbi Akiva. So what's the Gemara? Says, who does, opinion does our Mishnah reflect? It's Rabbi Akiva. This sanyor, because Rabbi Akiva said, Brisa said, Bechar ein nimnin alav ela chabura shekulo kohanin divrei Beis Shammai. So what's the Beis Shammai says, that when it comes to a Bechar, the only people who are permitted to partake of the meat of the Bechar are a chabura of Kohanim. Only Kohanim. So again, if you're a Kohen, you could have over your Kohanic family, your Kohanic friends, but that is it. Beis Hillel says, Afilu Zorim. Rabbi saying now, again, interesting enough, in this price, Beis Hillel says Zorim. Zorim normally refers to who? Non-Kohanim. Right, so just keep this in mind. Afilu Zorim. Rabbi Akiva Matir, Afilu Ove Kochav. Rabbi saying now, in this price, it's a little bit different than our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel permitted everyone, including Ovdei Kochavim. In this Braisa, Beis Hillel is permitting Zorim, non-Kohanim, and Rabbi Akiva is coming to be Mosif, Ovdei Kochavim. Ovdei Kochavim. So let's analyze this. My time in the Beis Shammai, so what's Beis Shammai's logic? That only Kohanim could partake of the Bechar. V'chsev u'bisaram yihyeh lecha. Because what's say, the Pasuk says, u'bisaram, sorry, yihyeh lach. So now, let me quote to you the end of this pasuk. So this is the pasuk by Bechar. So it says, Ach Bechar Shar, O Bechar Kesef, O Bechar Eiz, Lo Sifta Kol Lushem Estalam Tizrok. Good, so again, the Bechar is yours, Kohanim. But look how the pasuk says, U'bisaram Yelach, I'm reading to you the pasuk, and the meat, the flesh of the Bechar shall be yours, Kachazei HaTnufa, U'fushok HaYamin L'cha Yihyeh. The meat of the Bechar should be to you like the chest and like the thigh, which I also remember again are the sacrificial parts that are given to the Kohanim, and the Chazei and Shok. So ultimately, again, so like those, just like the Chazei and Shok are Kohanic portions, so too the Bechar is yours. So Beis Shammai says like this, Ma hasam Kohanim in Yisraelo, just like when it comes to the Chazei and the Shok, to the chest and the thigh of an animal, ultimately, that can only be consumed by Kohanim, cannot be consumed by Yisrael and by anyone else. Avhocha Kohanim in Yisraelo. So too over here by Bechar Sabo says, what Beis Shammai says like this, the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to compare Bechar to Chazei v'Shok tells you that what? Just like Chazei v'Shok, the chest and the thigh can only be consumed by Kohanim, so too the meat of the Bechar can only be consumed by Kohanim. Top of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Beis Hillel will say, no. Hanimi Litam. That's referring ultimately, again, when is the Bechar compared to Chazei V'Shok? That's when the Bechar is unblemished. Tam. Aval Balmum Ksiv. But I will say, when it comes to the animal that is, look at Rashi just a moment. Hanimi Li Bechar Tam. Iskish the Chazei V'Shok. Dakra B'Tam Kamishtoi Dichsiv Le'elminei Ach Estamam Tizrok. So also remember again, if you're a Kohen and you get a Bechar animal, you do have an option, right? You don't have to take care of it. What can you do? Offer it as a carbon. Right? You can bring that as a carbon and then you'll get your Kohanic portions from it. You can do that. Remember again, it's very important. It's not like the pshat that the Kohen cannot consume the Bechar until it develops a mum. He just can't shecht it in his backyard until it develops a mum. But he can take it to the Beis HaMikdash, offer it up as a carbon, get the hide, right? Get some other sacrificial parts. He just doesn't get them. Just, you know, it's subject to the normal halachas of karbanos. So Beis Hillel will say, when is a Bechar treated like Chazei V'Shok? that's when it's a tam. But ultimately, again, about balmum, but once the animal, once the bechar becomes a balmum, ksiv hatamei v'hatahor yachdov, yochlenu katzvi v'chayel. Right, the Pasuk says, that ultimately, again, b'sharecha tochlenu hatamei v'hatahor katzvi v'chayel. So listen to this. Uvzi Gemara says, Uma tamei sheno ochel b'kachim kalim, ochel b'bechar. So we'll say, just like what? Someone who was tamei, a kohen who was tamei, cannot eat by kachim kalim. She knows how by kachim kalim, but he can eat bechar. Right? See, even a kohen who is tamei is permitted to go ahead and eat of a bechar. Look at Rashi. Ababamum ksiv beparashas kol bechar tamei batar yachtov. So I'm sorry. Uma tamei she'inu ochel bekachim kalim ochel bebechar. A kohen who's tamei cannot eat of kachim kalim, but can eat of bechar. Zar sha'ochel b'kachim kalim, eino din she'yochel b'bechar. A zar, even a non-kohen, who can eat certain parts of kachim kalim, certainly again, he's permitted to eat of bechar as well. Look at Rashi, we'll say, when does a non-kohen eat of kachim kalim? Oh, I'll tell you, shlomim u'meiser u'pesach. We'll say, certain kamanos which are kachim kalim, a Yisrael gets a portion as well. A shlamim, which is kachim kalim, the Yisrael owner gets a portion of it. Meiser behema, pesach, carbon pesach. So we'll say ultimately again. So watch this. So this is the drasha of Beis Hillel. If a tamei who is not permitted to eat kachim kalim, but ultimately again eats bechar, then a zar, a non kohen who is permitted to eat kachim kalim, could certainly partake of bechar as well. So therefore, Beis Hillel will say that a Yisrael is permitted to partake of the Bechar animal once it develops a moment and is shechted by the Kohen. I ikil mifrach, but I could ask a pircha on that and I could say, ma l'tame shekein hutter michlalo ba'avodas tzibor. But one second, I'm saying, tame is a little bit different. Because you could have a situation even of a Kohen who is tame, who offers up a carbon tzibor. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Ba'avodas tzibor. De emein kan kohen tar ba'osa beis av. The halacha is that let's say there are no tahar kohanim. What happens if there are no tahar kohanim? For whatever the reason, no tahar kohanim. What's the halacha? That even a kohen who is tamei is able to do the avodah. So you see that tuma is a little bit different. So the Gemara says, Ma'al tamei shekin huta mechala b'avodah tzibor. Beis Hillel will respond to that, and he will say, Atu ba'avodah kamar. We're not talking about avodah. Rather, ba'achilo kaminon. Ultimately, we're talking about consumption, achilas zar odif. So you see over here that halacha lemaisa, there are circumstances where a zar is permitted to even partake of karbanos in a situation where someone who is tamei could not. The Rabbi Akiva, Shabbos says, that's the machlokis Beisham Beis Hillel. So Beishamai will ultimately say, the simple limud is, Beishamai will say, that Bechar is compared ultimately to what? To Chazei and Shok. And just like Chazei and Shok, only Kohanim could partake of it, so to Bechar, only Kohanim could partake of it. Beis Hillel will say, no. When is Bechar compared to Chazei and Shok? That's when? When it's a tam, right? When it's unblemished. But once ultimately it's a Baal Mum, the Pasuk says, Hatamei v'hatahor yachtov ka'atzi v'cha'ayo. Torah permits ultimately even who is someone who is Tamei. Say, if even a Kohen who is Tamei could partake of what? Bechar Baal Mum, once it's been slaughtered. So if a Kohen who is Tamei could partake of it, a Kohen who is Tamei is no better than what? No better than what? A Yisrael. That makes us Yisrael feel very good. Right? At least, right? I'm no worse. Than a Tamei Kohen. So if a Tamei Kohen could partake of Bechar, then what? Then I, a Yisrael, could partake of a blemished Bechar once it has been slaughtered as well. That's the machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel. Where does Rabbi Akiva come in over here? Rabbi Akiva, Matra Afilo Ovdei Kochavim. Where does Rabbi Akiva get that even an Akum could partake of a blemished Bechar which has been slaughtered? Katsriva Chayal. Because I will say, the Pasuk says that ultimately, again, like the deer and like the ayal, matzvi va'ayal motola ovdei kochavim, just like a tzvi and ayal are permitted ultimately again to ovdei kochavim, af psulin motola ovdei kochavim, so to ultimately what? Once the bechar becomes pasul, i.e. it develops a mum, so too it becomes permitted to ovdei kochavim as well. The idach, what will the other opinion say? Tlasat svi va'ayal ksivi. Both sides. There are three times in the Torah where the Torah mentions this phrase, svi va'ayal. Each of them are used for different drashas. Chad l'chid Rabbi Yitzchak, chad l'chid Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Oshia, chad l'chid Rabbi Elazar HaKafer. So both sides, those are two drashas. Tosas explains each of these drashas. Not going to get into this today. V'idach, matzvi va'ayal patura min ha-bechora. Just like tzvi and ayal are patur from bechor, because they're chayis. So too, again, psulim hamukdashim ultimately are part there from Bechor as well. So we'll stop over here from today, but just understand we end off with a dramatic, it's not clear if it's a two-way machlokes or a three-way machlokes. According to the Brisa, it's a three-way machlokes. Who is permitted to eat of the meat of the blemished Bechor once it has been shechted? So again, let's go through the shitas. Beisham, a simple shita, who's permitted to partake of the meat? Kohanim. What's the source of Beis Shammai's Shita? Comparison between Bechor and Chazei B'Shok. Just like Chazei B'Shok can only be eaten by Kohanim, so too meat of Bechor can only be eaten by Kohanim. Beis Hillel disagrees, and Beis Hillel says, no, that's true, but only with what kind of Bechor? What? Only a tam. Once it's a Baal Mum, then ultimately again, just like, so a Baal Mum, in the case of a Baal Mum, so Yisrael is no worse than a Tamei Kohen. And just like a Tamei Kohen could partake of Bechor, once it's been slaughtered with its Mum, so Yisrael could partake of it as well. So therefore, again, you have Beis Shammai saying only Kohanim, Beis Hillel saying Kohanim and Yisraelim, and the dramatic Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that's what? Even Ode Kochavim, based on what? The extra phrase that's there, the juxtaposition of the din of Bechor, ultimately again, to katzvi v'cha ayal, just like in Ovid Kochavim can partake of the tzvi and ayal, so to the Ovid Kochavim can partake of the blemished Bechor as well. Halacha l'maaseh, v'radushna machlokes, im yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow. Shkoyach.